Hello, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. So far in this series, I've concentrated on explaining how to use the Slackware Linux distribution with the SpeakUp screen reader. While we will continue to use SpeakUp for a little while, I'd like to start covering in detail another distribution of Linux, which I think is better than Slackware in many ways. This is the Debian distribution. Debian, spelled D-E-B-I-A-N, is the leading non-commercial distribution of Linux. It is developed entirely by a few hundred volunteers in a non-profit organization. Debian is committed to free software, or as it is more often called these days, open source. The reason why Debian tends to call it free software is that it gives users and developers the freedom to use, modify, and share it. There is also a section on the Debian FTP site which contains what they call non-free software, such as the Pine email program, which doesn't completely satisfy their free software guidelines. And this software is available in the Debian packaging format, which I will get to shortly. However, it is considered separate from the main distribution, and if you wish, you don't have to install any of it, and you will still have a useful system. Probably the most helpful feature of Debian is the Debian Package Manager, or DPKG. DPKG makes it easy to install, upgrade, remove, and to some extent configure the software packages that make up the system. Two features of DPKG make it considerably better than the Slackware Package Manager, which we have used in past looks at Linux. DPKG will check the dependencies of a package before trying to install it. For example, Emacs Speak requires Emacs in order to run. If I try to install Emacs Speak with DPKG without installing Emacs first, then DPKG will tell me that Emacs Speak requires Emacs, and then I'll have to install Emacs first. Another significant feature of DPKG is that it can upgrade packages without overwriting your configuration files. In fact, you can pretty much upgrade the whole system without rebooting. The notable exception is the Linux kernel, the heart of the operating system, which must be rebooted for the upgrade to take effect. Another program called the Advanced Packaging Tool, or APT, runs on top of DPKG. The main purpose of APT is to keep track of the list of sources from which packages can be downloaded and installed, such as a CD-ROM or an FTP site, and to automatically get and install packages from these sources. For example, I have APT configured to download packages from the main Debian FTP site so that with one command, I can automatically download and install several packages at once. Another notable feature of APT is that it will let you upgrade the whole system over the internet with one command. I've used quite a few Linux distributions, and I don't know of any other besides Debian, which gives you a single command that you can use to upgrade the system over the internet. Another good thing about Debian is that it includes a few thousand software packages, many more than Slackware. For example, Debian includes Emacs Speak, as well as several programs that are commonly run inside Emacs. Slackware only includes Emacs itself. Debian also includes packages of FreeAmp and Speak Freely, which we have installed and used recently. You can get Debian on CD-ROM or from an FTP site. Debian CD-ROMs typically sell for somewhere between $2 and $5, and you can optionally donate to the Debian organization when you buy a CD-ROM. For more information about getting Debian, go to the Debian website at www.debian.org. Now I'm going to talk about how to prepare to install Debian. First of all, there are two ways to get into the Debian installation program. One is to use a boot disk and root disk pair, as you would in the full-blown version of Slackware. Another is to download some files to your hard drive, and then run a bash file from DOS, as we did to start ZipSpeak. This is the method I prefer, because I don't want to mess with floppies, and is the method that I will be covering next week. To install Debian with SpeakUp, you need to download some files from the SpeakUp FTP site. So you should connect by FTP to linux-speakup.org in the /pub/speakup/disks/debian directory. You should make your own Debian directory somewhere on your current DOS or Windows partition, and for the most part, download these files in the same directory structure as they are on the FTP site. You don't have to download all of the files that you find there. You just need to make sure that they have the proper directory structure in order for the installation procedure to work. First of all, we need to get some files that will reside in the top-level Debian directory on your hard drive. First is the Linux kernel image for your synthesizer. These are under the kernels directory in the Debian directory on the SpeakUp FTP site. There is one kernel image for each supported synthesizer, and they have names like linux-dtlk.bin and linux-ltlk.bin, and so on. You can usually figure out which synthesizer it is from the file name. You should get the appropriate one for your synthesizer, then put it in the top-level Debian directory on your hard drive and rename it to Linux. There are also some other files that you should get from the Debian directory on the FTP site and put on your hard drive in your own Debian directory. These are base2_2.tgz, which is the base system itself, drivers.tgz, which is the set of kernel drivers or modules, and install.bat, which is the batch file to start the installation. You also need to get the loadlin.exe file from the DOSUtils directory, which you will place in your own DOSUtils directory under the Debian directory. And also, you'll need to get a couple of files from the images-1.44 directory. One is root.bin, which is the root disk image containing the actual installation program. The other is what is known as the rescue disk. This is the disk that you would boot if you wanted to get into the installer without going through DOS, and is called rescue.bin in the standard Debian distribution. Again, there are several versions of the rescue boot disk on the SpeakUp site, one for each supported synthesizer. And again, they have names like rescue-dtlk.bin for the DoubleTalk PC. You should get the appropriate one for your synthesizer, put it in the images-1.44 directory along with root.bin, and rename it to rescue.bin. And that's all you need to get from the FTP site. Now I'm going to talk about how to make room on your hard drive for Debian. Unlike the ZipSpeak Linux distribution, which we have used so far in this series, Debian has to have its own hard drive partitions in order to run, and you need to be careful about how you make these partitions. The most drastic way to get the partitioning setup that you need would be to back up your existing operating system, assuming you want to keep it, then repartition your hard drive and restore your previous operating system. For more information about doing backups under Windows, you may want to listen to Steve Matsura's series, The Backup Corner, from previous main menu shows. If you don't want to go that far to get the partitions you need for Debian, then there are two other options that I know of. One is called FIPS, the First Interactive Partition Splitter. This is a free utility available from the SpeakUp FTP site under the DOS Utils directory that I mentioned earlier. FIPS works well under DOS and under the older version of under the older version of Windows 95. FIPS tends not to work under Windows 95 Service Release 2, Windows 98, Windows NT, and Windows 2000. The reason is that Windows 95 Service Release 2 and Windows 98 use the FAT32 file system, which allows for larger hard drive partitions. Windows NT and 2000 use the NTFS file system. FIPS does not support either of these file systems. So the only other option that I know of in that case is a program called Partition Magic from a company called PowerQuest. Now, I bought Partition Magic at my local CompUSA store, and you may also be able to buy it from a local computer store. If you can't, then you can go to the PowerQuest website at www.powerquest.com. That concludes this week's Look at Linux. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments, feel free to email me at matt@acvradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen. Thanks for tuning in.